Mitchell says he wants a compliance officer within city council.
If we had an internal function that says, wait, you're going to actually procure this service, but we have a checklist here that says, well, this is not in compliance with the code or this law has changed, then I think that could be very helpful. And I've made that recommendation, and I'm going to make that recommendation again.
It follows an Atlanta Journal-Constitution report alleging Councilwoman Winslow broke city procurement rules and used taxpayer funds for political purposes. Winslow already has been fined twice since 2010 for similar spending violations. City Auditor Leslie Ward is disappointed spending issues continue to pop up. Her office issued a report in 2009 aimed at adding safeguards and oversight, but it's largely gone ignored.
I've worked in other cities where nothing like this was allowed to happen.
Mitchell, who was singled out in the 2009 report for a spending violation, believes the council is now more inclined to discuss the issue.
There was also this sense amongst council members that some of those recommendations were political. It was 2009. And so I think that, quite frankly, has slowed the pace of the council really digging down and really implementing all of those recommendations.
Mitchell didn't elaborate on how elements of the report were politically driven, and Ward declined to respond to the claim. Councilwoman Felicia Moore welcomed a new discussion about spending practices, but hinted at the difficulties ahead. For example, critics say allowing council members to carry over operating funds to the next year opens the door to misconduct. But Moore, who has a reputation as a stickler on financial issues, said it's not so straightforward.
I know that I'm not necessarily the most favored council member by the executive branch. And for me to be able to get $1,000 here or $10,000 there to do things that I need to have immediately done, or it would be difficult, if not impossible, to appeal to them to find those funds for me.
Council President Mitchell plans to discuss the compliance officer position and other possible reform measures during a planned council retreat tomorrow. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.